99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
We've all made those purchases where we kind of regret. We're like, why did I do that? Either it didn't turn out the way you thought it would, or it's just turned into an incredible waste of money.
So this started back in May. I saw an Instagram ad for something I thought would be perfectly suited for my husband for Father's Day. So yay for me. I was thinking so far ahead, right?
Ah.
And I thought, okay, no problem. I thought I was buying a like golf cornhole game.
Yeah. And this isn't the first time you've bought something from Instagram.
No. And it's worked out pretty well.
Sure.
In the past. So it's, I thought it said U.S. shipping.
Uh-huh.
Like I was led to believe it was shipping from the U.S.
Sure.
Which turned out to not be true.
Get out of here.
I know. Shocking. Plot twist, right?
Okay. This plot twist.
So I get an email from the original shop, you know, hey, thanks for your order. And then I get an update email several weeks later from a different shop altogether, where if you go to the shop, there is this product that I bought doesn't exist.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Maybe they discontinued it, or maybe it was sold out. Was that the case?
No.
Oh.
This began the red flags.
Okay.
That went up. And so then I started the whole email process of, hey, what did I buy again? Please clarify, because I wanted to make sure it was what I thought I was buying. Long story short, about 45 days later, I get the product.
Oh, good.
It looks a little different.
So it's not the cornhole golf ball set that you purchased.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like two boards, you know, all these golf balls, little tee thing that you hit off of, all that, little carrying bag, the things, instructions. I got a golf ball.
And like the rest of the set was coming later?
Nope.
Okay.
Just a single golf ball from China.
So that was the Father's Day gift that you had purchased off of Instagram. That was the golf cornhole board that you were hoping your husband would enjoy.
In late July.
Ah, okay. Just so, about a month after Father's Day.
Yeah.
So
I was a little angry. And of course, you know, they say, oh, you know, we want you to be satisfied. I'm like, that's great. And they're like, yeah, I can't. I escalated it to like PayPal. I'm complaining. I'm like, this is fraud. They didn't give me anything that they said they were going to give me, and I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm out $29.
No,
it was
well,
an embracement price. I thought that's a really good price for a game like that, right?
Sure.
$29.
All right. So your husband ended up getting a golf ball for Father's Day.
Yeah.
All right.
And he said he inspected it. He's a golfer.
Yeah.
He knows golf balls. He said, that's not even a good golf ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So it's not like he can even really use that.
Right. Now, we've done this show, what are the drunk purchases you've made? Mm-hmm. Which could almost be in the same category as dumb things that you've purchased.
Sure.
However, you did this of sober mind.
Sure did. I had the best of intentions. And again, like I said, it looked really cool. The little video, these people looked like they were having the time of their lives. And I thought, I want to have the time of our life like that.
Yeah.
With that game.
I will say that you can see it all up Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. But one of my favorite comments under the post, John, who purchased an extra large dog pool, it too came from China, and the pool was about as big as his actual foot. It was maybe 10 inches around, and that's it. That extra large, you know, cameras are
several
amazing.
People.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, several people were duped by that one.
Yeah. So you can dive into that or post your own. Text us 502-571-9970. Dumbest things you've purchased. I'm enjoying this thread on Facebook. This is all kind of snowballing from Kelly's golf game that she tried to purchase for her husband. Took what? Couple months and
45 days.
Yeah, 45 days.
Came in the form of one single golf ball. That's what they called the golf game.
Yeah.
Which was highly misrepresented on Instagram.
Carrie said she ordered 4 sun loungers. Nice. Received a cheap 10-cent ring.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Desiree.
That's drastically different.
Yeah, got another ring from China when she thought she was buying an inflatable hot tub. Wow.
Oh, that is different.
That
as
is
well.
A lot different. Barb rolls in. Got a text from a listener who said, I ordered an inflatable water slide for my kids. About $100. Kept emailing the company. The website I got it from was removed. Made a case with PayPal. Then I received an email with a USPS tracking number. Received a package from the tracking with that tracking number with one pair of dirty socks.
Oh, what is happening?
Yeah.
This is so crazy. So this is the thing. The problem with PayPal is if you open your case a little too early, like you only have one shot to give them all your evidence. Like, I couldn't go back and update them like, oh, hey, I did actually get the product and it's drastically different than what I thought I was buying. I'm not able to send them that new little update. And so they may judge against me. And once that decision is rendered, it's final.
Oh, final. It's like,
I know.
It's like Judge Judy.
It's like my $29 will never return.
Yeah, you can go through some of the posts there on Facebook. There are several that have a certain theme. They all seem to be coming from China. But
yes, the websites like pack up in the middle of the night and disappear.
Yeah, but I'll tell you that this isn't necessarily like dumbest thing you've purchased, because it's not dumb thing you purchased. It's just you got swindled.
We got duped.
Yeah, you got duped into thinking that you were buying something when in fact you were not buying that at all and getting something else. So, anyway.
And listen, I've gotten some many, many wonderful products from Instagram and Facebook ads. My husband, one of his favorite shirts is Best Pug Dad. I got that. It's as described.
Didn't you before this? So you really never learned your lesson, did you? Because didn't you before this order a nice pair of
Can you talk about my headphones?
Professional headphones.
Why did you bring that up? It was years ago.
Okay.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Right,
there are other good things. I said, you know what? Those look like fine products. They look like fine people. I'm trying to support the economy.
Sure.
That's why I shop.
I'm going to go back in. Those headphones looked legit.
They did. They were just a little cheaper on eBay. Yeah. Turns out it was just the shell that looked legit inside. Yeah. Really not so much.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. So anyways.
You know where they came from?
China. Yeah. All right. If you want, you can post on the thread. You can see what other people have written to @Ben and Kelly Show.